Gardeners battle all sorts of conditions in an effort to get things to grow, and then a hailstorm can blow through, reducing the whole garden to mush. The first thing to do after a hail is to take a deep breath and survey the damage. The fresh frustrations after the storm make it seem worse than it is. It's an easy time to be too ruthless and create more damage than the hail caused. Annuals, both flowers and vegetables, are the most hail-forgiving. These plants are programmed to grow, flower, and seed all in one season. A little pruning and careful watering bring annuals back to carry on with their mission. Prune off broken parts as closely to the healthy main stem as possible. If there is no healthy stem, just pull the plant. Clean up as much of the leaf debris as possible. The rotting leaves can spread disease. A fan-shaped leaf rake is the best way to clean out the leaves. A backpack blower or leaf vacuum also work. Keep the garden moist. Overwatering can add to the rotting disease problems the hail started. Underwatering can further stress the already shocked plants. Moderate, regular watering is best, but let the soil dry out in between watering so the roots get as much air as water. The hail may have cut off the annual flower blooms, but it may encourage a stronger summer flowering. For flowers, that's great. For vegetables, it may be a problem. Peppers and tomatoes need over 30 days to bloom, set fruit, and ripen. Perennials, shrubs, and trees are different. Prune off broken leaves and branches. A light fertilization will encourage new growth. As always, don't over-fertilize and read the instructions. If the bark is damaged, watch those wounds closely. Over the next few weeks, the wounds can become entry sites for diseases or insects. The plants will only bear the scars of the hail for a few months. By next month, we probably won't even remember these passing thunderstorms. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.